Taking a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Tuesday, August 25th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, and we're joined by Bolt Marketing's Dwayne Bussey. And Dwayne, nice to see some positive numbers in the grain markets again today. It looks like being led by the soybeans now, up double digits here at the close.
Yeah, it looks like a really good day, especially after yesterday's pullback into the close. I, being a bull myself, I was a little bit nervous thinking, oh, we might have a Tuesday where we're down a little bit, correcting the overbought condition. But the funds really want to be long these commodities right now. I wouldn't be shocked at all if the funds go record long the corn market here. That's around 450,000 contracts. So that means they probably got another 200,000 they can buy. You know, it's just back to last week. Guys kind of, Pro Farmer coming out with a low yield estimate. Trade starting to think that they could be right. And really, any yield under 180 is going to be tight enough that we're going to have to ration demand. So that's kind of what the funds are doing, is getting the price high enough that we slow down this export demand that's been pretty stellar this year.
Over in the cattle market, again, well, actually all across the livestock board, everything's in the red today.
Yeah, I think that mostly goes to the feeder market going lower because of corn being higher. Now, this market has been trending lower last, couple of months anyway. There's some bullish news out there yet. These placements being as low as they are on the cattle and feed report from Friday, that will be a bullish story someday. But right now, because corn prices going higher, Trump obviously wants lower beef prices, the funds just want out of long positions. That's what you need to know. So they're going to continue to exit this market for probably two or more weeks, I'd say at least.
That's a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers. From the Red River Farm Network, I'm Jamie Dickerman.